How is it going, everybody? Welcome back to Social Media Marketing School. For those of you that are new here, I am your host, Ethan Bridge. And before we dive into today's episode, I just want to make sure that you've hit that follow button or that subscribe button, depending on what platform you are listening on. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you enjoy what you hear today, I would really appreciate it if you head over to the show page, scroll to the bottom, and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review. But now we've got that out the way, I just want to start off by saying thank you all for tuning in, and let's dive straight in to today's episode. Today, I wanted to answer one of the most commonly asked questions when it comes to Instagram, that being, is it too late to grow a following? So, without any further ado, let's just dive straight into it. And to be honest, I'm going to answer that question in short instantly. The answer is no. It is not too late. It is never too late to start building and growing an audience on Instagram. It is still possible. There is this common misconception that you often hear people talking about, and they say, oh, you're way too late to start an Instagram account now. The organic growth is not like it used to be. It's so much harder. The competition's far too high. You're never going to succeed. Now, although some of those points may be correct, yes, it's nowhere near as easy to grow a following on Instagram as it used to be, it's still wrong. You still can grow a following. It's still very simple to grow a following if you follow the right strategy, the right plan, the right tactics, you name it. It is still possible. Sure, it's nowhere near as easy as growing a following on TikTok. On TikTok, you can post a piece of content with zero followers and it blow up overnight, get over 1 million views, and you wake up with thousands of followers that you didn't have the night before. Instagram, you're not going to see that as often nowadays. Is it impossible? Absolutely not. Just over a year ago, I started building my personal brand, The Marketing Ethan. Just over a year later, I have over 47,000 followers. Far more than I ever believed that I could reach. I didn't think that I'd get anywhere near that number. I didn't think I'd grow an audience. I didn't think I'd be able to create the connections that I have in such a short period of time. I am proof that it is still possible to grow an audience in Instagram in that time. I have friends that have grown over 100,000, over 200,000 followers in the same time that I started building my personal brand. Sure, I'm incredibly happy with 47,000, but there are people out there with 4 or 5 times the amount of followers that I have. They've been incredibly dedicated to growing their audiences on the platform, and it's paid off. It is still possible. Sure, it was incredibly difficult at first. You have to put in the time engaging. You have to practice creating incredible content. It's one of the key things on Instagram is content. There is so much competition out there that you have to be better than everybody else. If you aren't creating better content than everybody else, you will not grow. Because people will simply go to the better content creators. And that's why some people grow so quickly and others don't grow at all. But you have to couple that with a strong engagement strategy, because there's no point in creating incredible content if you're not attracting people to see it in the first place. You can't expect people to just stumble across your page. You have to reach out, find them, draw them to your page. And the more you create great content, and the more you have a consistent, solid engagement strategy, the algorithm begins to learn about you as a creator. And that's when it will begin to push your content out to that wider audience, as long as your content is fantastic. And that's when you begin to experience that organic growth that not many people talk about and complain not ever seeing, simply because they haven't reached that point where they've been consistent for long enough. People complain. People love to blame the algorithm for not growing a following on social media platforms, when in reality, it's their content that's the problem. It's their engagement strategy that's the problem. It's their effort that they're putting into the platform that is the problem. It's not the algorithm. The algorithm wants to help you. They want to keep people on the platform. They want to push out good content. They want people to grow because they want people to keep coming back onto their social media platforms. The more people Instagram, for example, have coming onto the app, the more ads they can show, the more money they make. They make their money through advertisements, and to push those advertisements, they need people coming onto their social platforms. Who does that? The creators. So they want to help you. They want to help you grow. You just have to put the effort in. If you're not putting the effort in with regards to the content and the engagement, then you're never going to reach that point of that organic or growth that you wouldn't have thought you'd previously reach. And you've probably heard me talk about this before. Instagram often releases new features, new content formats. The hot one at the moment is Reels, and it has a similar content virality as TikTok. Like I said at the beginning, you could post a video on TikTok, wake up, and overnight it's got over 1 million views and you've gained 1,000 followers. Instagram Reels isn't that much different. You have the Instagram Reels tab. It has its own feed, similar to the For You page on TikTok. And there have been creators that have simply dedicated the majority of their content strategy to creating Instagram Reels and receive phenomenal success from doing so. Their Reels from very early on ended up getting over 100,000 views per Reel. Instagram realized that people were enjoying their Reels, continued to push their Reels, and they've attracted followings quicker than anybody's ever seen in years on Instagram. Just a couple of my friends, like I said, have received over hundreds of thousands of followers by having a consistent Reels strategy amongst their wider Instagram strategy. Reels are phenomenal at the moment, and you need to take advantage of them. The reason that they are performing so well is simple. TikTok is a monopoly in that type of content at the moment, that short, vertical, entertaining video format, and Instagram wants to take market share from that platform. YouTube Shorts is another example that are trying to do the same. If Instagram want to steal market share, they're going to want to push that content on their platform to encourage more creators to create Reels. And if they are pushing content, creators are going to see that and go, hey, Instagram Reels are a great opportunity at the moment. I need to jump on those. I need to start creating more Reels. And they do. And that will gradually pull people from TikTok. But that is the premise of why they are working so well. Instagram want Reels to perform. They want to take over from TikTok or at least steal a bit of that market share. So whilst this is such a hot content format at the moment, as a creator, you need to be looking at it and going, right, I really need to be focusing on Reels at the moment. If I focus on Reels, if I get the hang of Reels, if I get the algorithm to understand that I create great Reels, I'm going to be able to see so much success from these, either revive a dead account you may have or build an incredible following from one that you're currently building. You can attract so many people outside your current audience through creating Reels. So if you want to build a following right now and you don't think you can on Instagram, you are wrong. Create Reels, utilize this new content format, not really new anymore, but this content format that is still thriving, and you will see significant growth in your audience and the amount of impressions that your content is receiving. So, if you think it is too late to start building a following on Instagram, you are wrong. I am proof that you are wrong. Reels and the amount of people that are succeeding from creating Reels are proving that point wrong. Being able to start accounts from scratch, you see people doing it every single day, creating phenomenal content, staying consistent with their engagement strategies, they're also proving that point wrong. You need to just work hard, stay consistent, and it will happen. You will become a better content creator over time. Your content will improve. You will understand the engagement strategies you need to introduce. You will pick up on trends. You will pick up on new features and understand how they should be utilized to best benefit from them. And you will be able to continue to grow a following on Instagram for years. It is not dead. It is by no means a dead platform when it comes to social media growth. Don't listen to people that tell you it is. It's not. You can still grow a following. Start today if you haven't. Continue to grow if you currently are. Or if you're on the fence, please take this as motivation to start creating content on Instagram. It's worked so well for me, and I want it to work well for everybody else. Now that does wrap up today's podcast episode, but as a thank you for tuning in, I wanted to just invite you to the Social Media Marketing School Facebook community. It's pretty exclusive, I don't let everybody in, but it is a phenomenal group of individuals who essentially have a shared vision and want to build something incredible using social media, whether that be a personal brand or leverage social media to grow their business. So to join, just head over to the description of this podcast episode. You will find a link to the Facebook group, fill out the group submission questions, and I hope to see you inside. But if you want to hear more from the podcast, make sure you've hit that subscribe button or that follow button, depending on what platform you are listening on. That way, you are never going to miss an episode when I post one. But if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you did enjoy what you heard today, I would really, really appreciate if you head over to the show page, scroll to the bottom and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review. I cannot even begin to tell you just how much that helps me. And if you do, please take a screenshot of that review, send it to me on Instagram and I will give you a shout out on my story as a thank you. But if you've got any questions with regards to anything that I've mentioned in today's episode, be sure to reach out to me on Instagram at TheEthanBridge. Send me a DM and I'll make sure I get back to you no matter what. But if you have made it to this point in the episode, I just want to finish off by saying thank you all for tuning in and I will see you in the next one.